You know, it takes a long time.
Sara Cortez draws a crowd to hear poems that touch on everything from sex, love, and food to dating fellow police officers.
Your first cop boyfriend, your first handgun. No one else believed in your calling to wear a badge and police the streets.
Sara Cortez had her own law enforcement calling 20 years ago, and she still works in uniform as a part-time reserve officer at the Harris County Constable's Precinct 4 office. Her experience as a cop is often reflected in her books of poetry and the anthologies she has edited.
I want to reveal the world of policing, the very complex, dangerous, and dirty world it is for my reader.
The thing is, she must have wanted to miss. Ain't that damn hard? Kill someone.
Her gritty reality and sometimes dark humor appeal to readers like Melody Rodriguez.
The subject that she talks about is very deep and very serious, but yet, but she has a spin on it, the humor that she brings to it. So it shows so many different facets.
When she teaches creative writing, Cortez stresses the benefits of experiencing something far removed from academic life.
It's absolutely essential to have life experience and work experience, and then bring your poetic sensibility or your poet's eye to whatever that is.
At home with her husband Gabe, a former firefighter, Sara Cortez often reflects on experiences that have stayed with her. She wrote one poem about helping to remove the body of an old woman who had died in her home all alone.
Her cat pacing through rooms, pushing heavy doors open, mute. The scenes I didn't see a week earlier when my own mom died.
She says details are important in poems and in police work.
One of the most crucial qualities in terms of solving your cases is that you have to pay a lot of attention to detail.
Police work has provided Sara Cortez with plenty of details about people who find themselves in a bad situation.
As a poet, you're trying to extract the purest essence of what you perceive that situation meant.
Because of her writing, Sara Cortez is in big demand as a public speaker, a teacher, and an editor. But she continues working part-time at Precinct 4, where she finds inspiration as well as personal fulfillment. Greg Flakus, VOA News, Houston.